A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Friday of the fourth week in Lent.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 7, verses 1 through 2, 10, and 25 through 30.
Jesus stayed in Galilee. He could not stay in Judea because the Jews were out to kill him. As the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles drew near, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went up as well, but quite privately, without drawing attention to himself. Meanwhile, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Isn't this the man they want to kill? And here he is, speaking freely, and they have nothing to say to him. Can it be true the authorities have made up their minds that he is the Christ? Yet we all know where he comes from, but when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." Then, as Jesus taught in the temple, he cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I came from. Yet I have not come of myself. No, there is one who sent me, and I really come from him, and you do not know him. But I know him because I have come from him, and it was he who sent me." They would have arrested him then, but because his time had not yet come, no one laid a hand on him.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Jesus stayed in Galilee. He could not stay in Judea because the Jews were out to kill him. As the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles drew near, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went up as well, but quite privately, without drawing attention to himself. Meanwhile, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Isn't this the man they want to kill? And here he is, speaking freely, and they have nothing to say to him. Can it be true the authorities have made up their minds that he is the Christ? Yet we all know where he comes from. But when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." Then, as Jesus taught in the temple, he cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I came from. Yet I have not come of myself. No, there is one who sent me, and I really come from him. And you do not know him, but I know him because I have come from him, and it was he who sent me." They would have arrested him then, but because his time had not yet come, no one laid a hand on him.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. Jesus stayed in Galilee. He could not stay in Judea because the Jews were out to kill him. As the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles drew near, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went up as well, but quite privately, without drawing attention to himself. Meanwhile, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Isn't this the man they want to kill? And here he is, speaking freely, and they have nothing to say to him. Can it be true the authorities have made up their minds that he is the Christ? Yet we all know where he comes from, but when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." Then, as Jesus taught in the temple, he cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I came from. Yet I have not come of myself. No, there is one who sent me, and I really come from him, and you do not know him. But I know him because I have come from him, and it was he who sent me." They would have arrested him then, but because his time had not yet come, no one laid a hand on him.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.